The U.S. Agriculture Department wants to nearly double the use of methyl bromide. The compound is used as a pesticide to fight invasive insects that come into the U.S. on wooden pallets. But scientists say methyl bromide is harmful to the stratospheric ozone layer. The Natural Resources Defense Council plans to sue the government over its plan. David Doniger is with the NRDC. He says more use of methyl bromide might reverse advances made in protecting the upper atmosphere.
The ozone layer has been badly hurt. It'll take a long time, 50 years, to fully heal it, and only if we get rid of all of the ozone-depleting chemicals.
Doniger contends the Indiana company that's a key producer of methyl bromide has many other products and wouldn't see any job losses if the government plan is halted. The USDA argues there are no feasible alternatives to methyl bromide. So the government says the chemical deserves an exemption from a 1987 international treaty that targets ozone-depleting compounds. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chuck Quernbach.